We'll continue here on Amud Beis here, the second paper. Second page. And you're really going to Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'is Inyan of the various cases of Geneva's Das. We should mention, I mean, that's clear that Geneva's Das obviously is not the Isser of Geneva if someone is really doing Geneva, someone is stealing something. For example, we say there could be Mekach Tois, I mean, someone who doesn't disclose information about a certain defect, a mum in a particular item, that will be Geneva Mamish. Besides for Geneva's Das, it will be Geneva Mamish, and therefore the sale will be void, and you can give it back with the Mekach Tois. Person never knew about it. Someone asked me, let's say they like we'll see, the Gemara has a case of Iu Demati Anavshe. If the other guy makes a mistake, so I'm not mechuyev to tell him. He made a mistake, he should have asked. He says, let's say a person goes into a child asking, so he goes into a museum, and under a certain age is for free, or under a certain age is less money. And the guard over there doesn't ask the age and figures because the kid is short, really he's only 12 years old, and meanwhile he's really 16 years old. Yeah? Could you just walk in and pay that amount that a 12-year-old has to pay? Is that Geneva's Das? Yeah. It's Geneva's Das, but is that Geneva Mamish?
Probably.
I would think it's Geneva Mamish. No? That's not Geneva's Das, and it's not like he fooled himself. That's Geneva Mamish. If there's a certain price that the person has to pay because he's this age, so fooling the person that I'm not this age is regular Geneva. That's really what it is. And as you sell something that really has a defect to it, yeah, that's Geneva Mamish, not only Geneva's Das. So the Mishnah says like this: Mishnah b'Metzia Daf Samach Amud Aleph. B'Yudai Malei Chalak Achen V'Nikloyes V'Agoyzin L'Tinoyges. That a storekeeper cannot give out freebies in order to draw in customers. He can't, in order to compete with some other store, he can't hand out free things to children. Hand out lollipops in order to draw in the children, and maybe even draw in the adults to come by his store. Neishu Margilin Lovei Etzlei. Because you're going to attract customers in that way. But Chacham Matirin, Chacham say, you're allowed to do that, not a problem. So according to the Chachamim, which is Albi Paskin, you're allowed to give out free lollipops, you're allowed to give out free samples. Anything that will draw customers in is not a problem to do. That's all within the norm of doing business, which is allowed. It actually contributes to good competition, and that's permissible. I think from here would be the makar. This would be the source for what a lot of stores do of the loss leader. Right? They make certain items very cheap, and they advertise that this is a cheap item. And therefore people come to the store because of that. And really their intent is for the customers to buy other things. Now, is that Geneva's Das? I'm really fooling them. I'm fooling them. I'm telling them that this is a great sale on this item, and therefore drawing them in. And really what I want them to do is, once they're in the store and I know they're going to be there, then they'll buy the other items at a regular price. Right? So, not Geneva's Das. Why not?
Well, one, no one's twisting your arm to go ahead and buy the other food. No one's even twisting your arm to buy the loss leader. So you come because you know you have to pick up sugar and milk. But if Coke is on sale too, I pick up Coke also.
Well, it's advertising this. You're coming to get the discounted price, and he's giving it to you. You want to buy something else, that's your choice.
Okay, good. So in other words, you put one item on sale, and that's not a problem, even though other items are not on sale, and then that will bring people in. Fine. And that's I think that is pashut. That is true. Let's continue the Mishnah now. V'layifchei says hashar. Don't undercut the market. As Rashi says, limker bezoil. Don't underprice, don't undercut your competitor completely, says the Tanakama. Very good. It's better for the customer. As we're looking out for the customer, and for whoever you want to keep going, having a price war, no problem. One gas station, one block, the other gas station, another block. Keep having a price war. It's the Zohar Latayv is very good. Lo Yoveres Hagrisim.
Next. That's Rabbi Yehuda also?
I assume it's Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakama, yeah. Who's the Tanakama? Yeah. Lo Yoveres Hagrisim. Don't sift out or select grisin. Rashi says grisin are pulin, grusis, berechayim, chopped up legumes, achas, l'shtayim, you cut it into two. Divrei Abishol. Now here Rashi has a girsa. If you look on the next page, Rashi has a girsa lo yovares apsoilas. Means don't sift out and push to the side the psoilas and leave only the good looking stuff. Now what this case will be, let's see in the Mishnah, but here already we're starting to get into a Geneva's Das issue. Like the Mishnah says, Umbaidim Khachamim agree, even though you're allowed to be in love Yavras agrees, Umbaidim Shalay Yavram Alpi Megura Sha'in Ela Kagainaves Ha'ayin. What's this case? Umbaidim Shalay Yavram Alpi Megura Lamaila Laharis Yafais Vesapsela Shibatecha Laibirer. So, the way I understand this case is like this. Let's say you have a whole bin of nuts, a whole bin of beans, and you put only the good stuff on top, and you put the bad stuff on the bottom. It could be a fruit store does it with the apples. You know, the good looking apples are put on top, and the way to buy is to buy a whole bag full or a whole shovel full, and therefore people will think that this whole thing is good stuff, like it's on top, and meanwhile there's bad stuff on the bottom. That, the Mishnah says, that is kigeinev esayin. That's already geneva's das. Okay? What's an equivalent case of this? Anybody have an equivalent case of this?
When you go to the deli, and they show the counter on the front of the case, or the good-looking meat, without the fat, when you ask them to slice it, then you say, oh, let me see the roast beef, oh, it looks good, okay. They take the one from behind, it's full of fat. That.
Okay, good. That would be a good case of Geneva's Das, right? They're displaying something that looks good.
That's plain simple.
No, they're selling you meat. They're selling you meat, but happens to be the meat they're selling you is a little fattier.
Quality meat. It's different quality. That's
much the same thing.
And this could have been like this. This could have been, you know, from that same cut, but the few slices at first that were less fatty, that's what they put in the window. Right.
Did that apply for this? No. So if they have a packaged one out and an open one. So the packaged one is what they're displaying, I'm saying, and the open one is the same brand, it just may or may not be as good as the one that's packaged and they're sitting out. That's different, right? Then that wouldn't be Geneva's Das. People know they're not opening up a new package every time someone walks in. They're finishing off the one that they have.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a new one in the window, right? That's normally the case, yeah. Now, we'll see. The truth is, we'll see even if that case is Geneva's Das, Dari's case is Geneva's Das. We'll see the way Ramesha says it. But one case they bring here in the booklet here, they bring from a Dibris Moshe here in Vabmetzia, which they extrapolate from Ramesh's pshat in this Mishnah. It's on page 15 in the booklet. That if they advertise that there's a sale, but the thing they have for sale are only on a few select items. So basically, like, the first five customers will get that sale, but it'll attract a lot of customers. So that, they say, that's Kigayin Ves Das. That's really like Kigayin Ves Das. It means they advertise there is this sale, Good, there's a sale, this item is for sale, and it's dirt cheap. Everybody would run for it. Problem is, they really don't have enough in stock to provide for all those customers coming. So that's like saying also, like, you know, everything on sale. Everything on sale, but really the only thing is only like select items are on sale, and the rest are regular price, you know. But they feel their prices are always sale prices. That's already also Geneva's Das.
They say, sometimes they say, well, while supplies last, or if you say like for the first 100 customers.
Yeah, okay, good. So then they're disclosing, right. Then they're being clear about it. It's only while supplies last, yeah.
How much of that can be relied on their heritage, like the common law that prevails in them? Because some of it is regulated, how much you have to disclose.
For example?
How can I show it? It's irrelevant to this. I mean, this is the halacha, and that's the secular fact that they may
have. It's not irrelevant.
It's irrelevant.
Person walks into a store, that's what I'm saying, they're expecting the common practice in the United States. So. That's what you're expecting. Other things might be. I'm not saying but telling nafshe. Then you're fooling yourself if you think that he's doing differently than what the common practice is.
No, I mean, his case, I agree. If they say that for the first 100 customers, well, while supplies last, so then they're being upfront about it. There's no Geneva's Das about that. So everybody's going to run because they think they'll be one of the first 100. So that's certainly mutter.
He says while supplies last, they have only one.
That's right. No, that's
right. While supplies last.
Right. No. Yeah. So that probably would go into this Ramesha, which is really deceiving. You know, that's really what it depends. Even if they have five and while supplies last, and it has to be somewhat commensurate to.
Are you deceiving? We can talk actively or passively.
Right.
But it's are you deceiving?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lechero will be telling that. So this is a case. I think that stores may do this and may be getting this into trouble with this halach. So that's this case here. The Mishnah says a final case ain mafarchasin loyas ha'odam v'loyas ha'behema v'loyas ha'kelem. What does mafarchasin mean? Basically to beautify and somehow make the item or the person, if you the case that you're selling an Eved Kanani. So the Gemara gives a case of selling an Eved Kanani, and the Eved was much older, and they dyed the Eved's hair, and they dyed his beard to look much younger. He looks like a good, healthy slave, which you would want to buy. And the Gemara says that Rav Papa actually bought this slave, and then afterwards he didn't want to do work, so he poured water on his hair and his beard. He didn't have black hair, he had white hair, and he'd say, I'm really an old person, don't ask me to do your chores. Okay. So that's certainly a case which the Gemara says is deceiving. So what happens, just hypothetically, I'm throwing out a case, what happens if you have a girl in the market for Shidduchim, and she's really much older, but she appears as much younger? Is that Kneves Das? Not saying someone's lying about their age. You know, that's regular sheker. It's also Geneva's Das, obviously. But here, that what are the parameters of this Eimah Farchas in Esa Odom?
Are you deceiving or not?
She looks younger.
At the end, you're allowed to.
She's not deceptively looking younger, is she? You're saying someone naturally looks younger?
No.
She dyes her hair.
Someone who dyes their hair.
She makes herself look younger.
Right. Right.
Makeup. She was makeup and high. I mean, he was no.
But that's already the hamakrim.
I think that's really within the norm. Like the Gemara has a case of Ain Sharon as Habasa. We didn't have this here. Why is that here? Oh.
Yabrin the Sma.
You have it in the Shulchan Aruch also. In this case, Shulchan Aruch, right? Ain't sharing as habasu. You can't soak the meat that it should look fattier, it should look newer. But as we'll see, if the minig is that that's what they used to do, then that's mutter. Okay, so you would say
when they sell turkey meat, you know, chicken, you can pump water into it.
Yeah, to make it look
fat. Yeah, so why don't you say pump water to make it, to make it look bigger than it really is.
Yeah, okay.
More for less. Others say, well,
a real case here, aside for the shidduchim, let's say a person wants to go for a job, right? And he wants to appear to look younger than he is, whether it's a job that you need strength for it, or whether they want to see how much, you know, how long the person will stay on the job. Could he make himself look younger than he is?
True. So Moshe has a true one. It's also, is it remote or not? That's kind of a one. If it's not remote, you really can do it. Then I think that it's not a problem.
Right, but so that's this case of the Mishnah. Right, you're making the person look better than he is, or more valuable than he is. And the same goes with, we'll see that too in Ramesh. Huh?
In those cases, if you reveal your actual birthday, but you made yourself look younger, right?
Yeah.
So, are you saying that's when it stops?
It seems, if you read Ramesh here,
I'm 50 years old, but I'm going to dye my hair, so I'm going to look 40.
Uh-huh.
I tell him I'm 50. Yeah.
If you read Ramesh's law, he says, a gam shiur is a shiur. He said, look in the different points. Says then no me isher shaliyav me alpi amagura v'akavana should also love rapsa me alav ayifu shein nirek ilu hu kitnias mivur ha gam shiur kishiyav shenikain. Even though you'll come, you'll see it's not like that. Well, yeah, not you're going to buy. You're going to come into the store. You say, "Oh, look, it's good from the window." You come in, you look at it. You think, "Oh, Ramesh sees it." That's also going to be das. Even if you're going to see, you're just deceiving to get him in the door. So here also, if you're dyeing your hair, even though you're going to put down in your resume this is your birthday, it seems at least from what he's writing here, which may be different when he writes in the shuvas, but when he's writing here, it seems to be pretty clear.
But what if he looks older than he really is?
Oh, so that's a different case. That's a different case. If he looks older than he really is, so that we'll see. That Ramesha says, in that case, you're allowed to deceive the prospective employer here. You're allowed to deceive him to make yourself look younger. Ramesha says even more than that. Even if a person is older, but he knows honestly with himself that he could do the job of someone, let's say, 10 years younger, he's also allowed to. Let's say Dai is here, is also allowed to make himself appear as if he's younger.
And there's no doing things that women do.
That's actually the tshuva that Ramesh is talking about. Ramesh is talking about tshuva that he says men are allowed to look into a mirror, and Ramesh Abik asked him that it should be asr le'sulash, and that tshuva, it's right over here if you want to see. In that tshuva that he discusses on page Gimel, in the Igros Moshe, Chelek Bey, Simen Samach Aleph, Binyan Staklus B'mare La'anoshim, for men to look into a mirror. And he says over here, V'im Kavanos Tzviyosei, if the reason why he's dyeing his hair, Loi Le'yibui, not to make himself look more beautiful, Ela Kadeshi Akablu L'misra, in order they should accept him to this position, B'Ivan She'enis Reino, K'gon She'edeya, he knows himself, She'yasa HaMalacha Kitzoyer, he knows he could do the same work as someone younger. Mistabrishiyesh lahatir, then that case will be mutter. Now, it will also be mutter, he's saying, in terms of the issue of loisilbash, to maybe loivish mnecham of atzina sheheter abach, someone puts on women's clothing only in order to, because he's too cold, so he's putting on those types of clothing. V'skim lezekim shurak davrechli, mizdam blazeli isha. So it's just, he's throwing in this one line, But what it seems to say is that if a person feels that really he can do the job of someone younger, even though he's older, he'll be allowed to deceive the person and coming and appearing as if he's younger than he is.
The Yisra is remote, so you're allowed to package
a product. That's not what they're talking about here. Meaning it's taking a zake and painting him so that he looks younger. It's taking a product and making it look more than what it is, right? But to package a product, so let's say that I know by salesmanship, that if I sell a Evid, you know, wearing a certain kind of robe, I'll get more money. Another kind of robe, I'll get another money. That's perfectly permissible. There's a Mishnah somewhere, I don't remember where it is, that says that openly, that you can put a nice garment on the Evid in order that it will increase his value and his price. Where the Mishnah says that clearly you can do something.
To the, yeah, this Gemara says that, yeah. Yeah.
How do you see advertising on TV or in print, which is all false?
Advertising is all false, yeah, what do you mean?
Because if you take food photography, say, you know and I know that there's no way that you can make ice cream look like that under hot lights, or like Klieger lights, it will melt instantly. So it's fake ice cream. Right.
Okay. No, I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know the apples that they always put water on the apples. Yeah. I usually dry my apples off before I eat them. Yeah.
It's glycerin, not water.
Oh, it's glycerin. Yeah.
Even worse. That must be totally false.
Interesting. So the Gemara makes the chiluk like this. Here the Mishnah says, "Ein mefarchenes mefarchenes hakelim." Right? You're not allowed to beautify kelim. So the Gemara on a mebeis over here says, "What do you mean? Do you see that Rapapa allowed it, Rabbi Huda allowed it?" So Gemara says, "It depends." Ha bechadashima batiki. Old kelim to make them look new. That's deception. That's Gneivas Das. It's an old item. You can't make it look new. Someone wants to sell a used car. Yeah, and he paints it up so well that it looks brand new, but it runs like an old car. Gneivas Das, definitely Osir. But if it's a new item and they just want to package it properly, it's a Chiddush. Because a new item that you want it to look even better than it is, and Rashi says, because people will pay more, the Meichel, they'll pay more for something that is packaged nicely. Now, by your case, are people actually advertising in a halakhically permissible way? I don't know. You're taking the keli. I mean, this everyone does. Even Jews do this, that they put it in a nice package, right? They wrap it nicely, and therefore it's more appealing to a customer, and that is mutter, right? Then that is permissible. What you're saying is that they're taking a totally different item that they're advertising. Is this? They're showing this is our product, and they're not really selling this. It's something totally different.
If a mamish looks like it, you know, they take a picture of the item and show it.
You might
show
a picture of ice cream.
That's permissible. That's packaging.
Based on what Hetter? Based on Hetter, because everybody knows that, or
if your ice cream is, you know, if they have ratings of ice cream, and ice cream's a one, and you sell it as a five, if that's better, that's going to have a status. But if you're selling ice cream that's a five, but you're packaging it, the customer can't get into it. You just put a picture around the box. Of course, that's permissible. You're not selling it as other than that it is. You're just packaging it as the nicest way possible. That's the key thing. Are you selling it for something other than what it is? Not are you packaging it nicely, or you're selling it for what it is?
No, not necessarily. I might look at it and say, and when I open the boxes for that, I would have been satisfied with a three, because the picture looks so nice and buy a five.
But he's not selling you something false. So you think that the ratings of ice cream is stupid. That's fine.
No.
He's not selling you something false there. He's selling you what it is.
No, what do you mean? If the picture looks better than the actual item, why isn't that Gneivas Das?
Forget the picture.
I know everybody does that, but why should that be
Mutter? I think it should be
Mutter.
Why?
I'll give you a good muscle. So let's say you go into the store. You know, you buy these boxes of clementines, right? So you can see the top layer. So they're all the beautiful ones. Then you get home, you open the thing up, you take out the ones on the bottom are all rotten.
Yeah.
So that's
my name.
That's for sure. There's no stuff about that. Now, but let's say, you know, you advertise it, and this I think what everybody's just saying. So, you come in, you say, here, we're going to have a live commercial, we're going to show you our store, and you come in and show you on the store, everything looks beautiful, and you come into the store, and it's not. That's even though you see it, Ramesh seems to be saying, that you did it, even though you're going to see, before you buy it, when you come to buy it, you're going to see something different. That, he says, is seems to be saying the name of Das.
Yeah, the problem is that Ramesh is in Dibris Meisha,
right?
And it could be also he wrote later, but the next tshuva that we'll see seems a little bit to me seems like contradicts this pshat in the Dibris Meisha. Okay, So I'm not so sure about this case here. You want to say that it's mutter? Why? Because this is the item that they're selling?
Yeah, if it's a picture of the item that they're selling. It may be what it's like when it's at its newest state or whatever it is, but that's only old product. And it may not look as nice when it's not in a bowl and done like the picture's done. All that is, I think, permissible, as long as it is the item. If it's chadashim, you sell it as chadashim. Yishanim, you're selling it as
yishanim. So here we're saying you're allowed to go beyond that. You're allowed to take chadashim, you're allowed to take the new kalim, and make them look more appealing. That you're allowed to do.
Right.
But you're taking a different item.
So I'm saying is that take the ice cream. It's the truth is that on the package it might look better than in the thing, but it's still that quality of ice cream. So that's exactly what we're talking about here. That you're selling what you're saying you're selling. Then you can package it as nicely as you like. When you're not selling what you're selling, then you can't repackage it.
If it was an inferior, yeah.
I think that the whole margil lave esli, there's what are you using to get them in your store, right? So we're not talking about if you're as a reason, right? I'm saying you're going to sell it for, you know, look, you buy shelled nuts versus unshelled nuts, right? So you pay more. You have to pay more for one of the shells. You're not paying for the shells. Kind of like you come into the store and they show you, here's the bin of shelled nuts, and we're going to charge you for, you know, what's called, we're going to charge you the cheaper price, right? Well, if you come into the store, you say, oh, look, here's the bin, $5.99 for a pound of these things. You say, oh, usually it costs you $8.99 a pound. Right, so then you come in the store and they give you other things with the shells, the same thing. So that already, you're not lying. You're giving them the price. You're giving what they, but you lied about what it was. You tricked them to get them to think about something else. That seems to be the case. Lawyer was upset. We're not talking about money. We're talking about what you acted in order to sell it, to attract your customers. Was there a misrepresentation there?
So you, let's say you like your case of the meat.
Right.
Do you display good-looking meat, less fatty meat, and then actually what you sell them, what you slice them is more fatty meat?
So I'm saying if it's the same cut, the same package, that with everyone else, it could be more or less. It's only you're trying to deceive them. Like I'm saying, when they put out at Acme, so they put out enclosed meat. I know they're not going to open that one for me. But so I understand that the next one might not be exactly the same. It's the same thing as the halakha here that the Tugrim, the people who are involved in the grain business. So they're not bound by this. They can, in the silo, mix different fields of grain. Everybody knows that a whole silo of grain doesn't have one field's grain.
Not uniform, right?
No.
I know that that's true.
Can I also ask about like a thing like J Date where people put up their pictures?
Why are you asking about that?
Photoshop.
Strictly hypothetical.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that mutter?
What's the question?
I've never been to the site, but I assume people put up their pictures. Yeah?
People that put up the picture on a dating website, yeah.
Brumster.com, what have you.
Okay, yeah.
And obviously it's an older picture.
What an older picture? You mean not a more recent picture? Ah, yeah.
Dated picture.
They put the most flattering picture that they have of themselves, yeah?
That's not correct. It's the flattering picture of what they were 10 years ago.
10 years ago, ah, yeah.
They always say that someone's giving a lecture, but they put a picture, you get
there. Right.
Looking like, this is not the guy.
Right. What's the hell up with that?
She doesn't have to go out and chum down.
Right. It's like, okay, look at
this. That's upsetting.
No.
Dressed up as a last week, dressed up as opposed to 10 years ago.
If you're putting a picture again, that would appear that the person looks younger.
Is younger.
I mean, is younger than the. That would be certainly Ganeva's Das. That's Ganeva's Das, yeah. Well, I meant to ask when we're talking about this case of Ramosha. Ramosha says if a person feels that they honestly could work as a person really 10 years their age, younger than their age, they're allowed to lie about their age, Ramosha says, because really what's needed here is
the
kayak of that. So if a shidduch, right? So if a woman feels that, yeah, even though she's really 35, but in personality, in her heart, she's young at heart, she feels really like 25. So is she allowed to lie according to her Ramesha?
Yeah,
There's too much of the gears there. How many women think this will 29, you know?
Well, it depends. You know, if they feel, because health-wise, the doctor says she's as healthy as a 25-year-old, and she says, could she lie about that?
Yeah. The doctor tells her that she should come back.
Maybe, because if that's the idea, you know, as you say, well, the girl, she's 26. But really, she's not. She's really more like a 23-year-old. Yeah, so that could be a big difference in terms of the person.
Maturity.
Maybe that should be mutter.
He says
that his lashon here is, he knows he could work like a younger person.
Many people will say that.
Yeah, look, you're going for a construction job, right? So you know you worked on construction for last week, and you're 30 years old, and you were up there, and you were outlasting the 18-year-old guy.
So,
it goes in this line.
David's showing the Pharisee's role. And as you're allowed to take an item and beautify it, you could shine it up. So let's say in a silver shop, right? So all the new silver they want to sell, they certainly shine it up with polish. You could polish it up. Even if fruits in the store, you're allowed to wash them off that they should look good. Certainly you're allowed to do that. And certainly you're allowed to add things to make something look more appearing. For example, let's say even in a bakery, right? They'll take a Danish and they'll smear it with some shiny stuff that also, it looks, it's glistening, like looks more appealing. That you're allowed to do. You can't take his beard and turn it black, if it was white, to turn his dye his hair to make him look younger. That you can't. Why? Because that you're changing what it was. Who had then? You can't take an old item and make it look new. And as if really it is as an older item, which means it doesn't have such a long lifespan, to make it appear as if it does, that's Ganeva's Das. So and I think that's partial.
So you want to sell your house, you can't paint it before you want to paint the house, before you want to sell it, and make it look nicer?
You want to paint it to make it look, new?
Because
a new paint job...
You just cover it up with paint, so then that's a problem.
Right, you're covering up a defect,
you
have to pay a
fund,
but if you're just...
You have a leak.
It's starting in the spring, like everybody else, everybody sells their house in the spring. So you paint, you put a fresh coat of paint on, so then you can't tell there was a leak there.
Before they sell.
So that's our most... Right?
But somebody...
Just to paint the house is not...
So actually, you just had their house sold, so someone sells houses, came in, and right away brought in and put in a certain kind of paint, a certain kind of lamp, and a certain kind of... All these things around... And that, she says, increases the value of the house.
Stage
walking into a nice house, I think that's permissible. You're not trying, you're not...
Cool. So why is that naked Avis Das?
And this person was
why is that Avis Das? You're enhancing the look of the house.
Because the buyer wants a neutral environment so he or she can imagine what theirs might look like. There's not fooling anybody.
No, so that's not right. So that lechera would be no different than you're trying to persuade the person to buy this item. And as you don't have to tell them, you know, there's a nicer one down the block or that my competitor sells it for cheaper. You don't have to do that, as long as you're honest about what it is. So you're saying that putting furniture around it and staging the house with furniture, thank you, that's the lashon, is going to be mutter. Why? Even though it's more attractive to the potential buyer, saying what's your basis of that? Because it's the norm what people do.
No,
it's helpful. It's helpful.
They can envision what it will look like.
The furniture has anything to do with the house. If I sold the house and if you sold the house, theoretically, it should sell for the same price.
But if you have nicer furniture than I do, then you'll get a better price book. Your house is cleaner and looks nicer.
And if it's painted new, then it will get a higher price.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing as putting, like it's saying here, putting a nice garment on an Evid increases the price.
Right. That would be the same thing. Right.
But it's not on an ultimate
move. If we think a more difficult example, if somebody's selling a financial product, a mortgage or an insurance, often packaged very nicely with all kinds of whistles, and you are disclosing a lot of it, but the customer may not still understand what's involved. And that what led to this whole subprime mortgage crisis. A lot of people just didn't understand what they were.
A lot of people bought one house they could afford.
Okay, that's part of it. But also part of it is that it's difficult to understand. Listen, I bought enough insurance in my life, and I have an MBA, and I have an advanced finance degree, and it's still very, very hard to understand what's involved in the variable whole life.
Give that example.
So what's... what's the halacha in terms of how much of responsibility lies on the person who makes parnasa selling those kind of things and disclosing everything that it is to be to disclose, but there's still lack of understanding on the other side.
But is your intent to deceive? And this is the way, if you went to anybody else and bought the same product, then this is what people disclose.
Look, yeah, I think they're all dishonest, yeah.
Right. You're not mechuyev to nobody.
That excuses it.
Right. You're not mechuyev to give everybody a course in insurance. What are people.
No, I'm not 100% knowledgeable in all this, but I know some people who were interviewed by these companies, and they say, this doesn't make sense. You're giving them a loan over here. It doesn't make sense to them. So they say, I know we know that, but you don't tell them that.
Right.
That would seem pretty much Kineva's das. Before we go to his tshuva and Ramesha, just go back to page number one. We had this halacha that we did last week. This osel rambeis bnei adam with the shulchan aruch is reish chav chesiv vav. Osel rambeis bnei adam b'mekach l'memkar ayluginiv daitam kugen yesh mum b'mekhoi. If there is a defect, tzarch la'idia l'lekeach. You have to let him know, even if he's an ovik kechavim. Loyim kolibasin avel b'ches chashchuta loyluginiv dasabrius b'dvarim shemarish oisa b'shvil aveina oisa. You show as if you're doing. Yeah, right there, that line. Baf lignei das habriyos bedvarim. You just to say something to him, which will appear that you're doing something for him, and you're really not his osir. Keitzad lo yisrav she yisad imay. So that the Gemara says you can't lo yafzir. You can't pressure a person into coming, but it's clear that you're allowed to ask him once or twice. You are allowed to, which is a very interesting halacha. It means I know that he can't come to me. I know he already has plans for where he's going to eat. I'm allowed to say, would you want to come over? Could I invite you for lunch? You're allowed to do that one time, but to really try to persuade him to come and insist that he come, knowing that he can't, that's where you have a problem of Geneva's Das. So why isn't this a problem? So the Sma and others explain that to do it once or twice is an act of covet. Okay, so I would say maybe an example of that would be, let's say you're sending out invitations for a wedding, and you have an acquaintance, a friend, a distant relative, and they live out of town, and you know they're not going to fly in for the wedding, so you figure, they're going to fly in anyway, so might as well send them an invitation.
But this is where you really don't want them to come.
Yeah.
No, not I don't want him to come. In this case, not I don't want him to come, I'm inviting him. In the case of the Gemara, right? I know he's not going to come to me.
Yeah, I wouldn't send an invitation.
And I know he's not going to come, and I then invite him, that it should appear that I'm trying to invite him. So here, right, I have a limited amount of space that I could, guests that I can invite.
Right, so
that I can invite.
You really don't want him to come.
Right. In other words, that I'm only inviting him knowing that he's not going to come.
Right.
So is that mutter or not? Was that Rabbi Kanevis Das? I'm sending him an invitation as if I want inviting him. Like, it will be wonderful if he comes, but really, it's only in the hope that he won't come. So I think based on this halacha, that if it's done, well, certainly if you would invite him anyway, obviously it's not Kanevis Das. Okay, but let's say you really hope that he doesn't come, and you're only sending it because they're so far away, we all assume he won't come. It could be based on this halacha that to just invite them once or twice, even though I know he won't come, is mutter. It's only to prepare, I mean, to send an invitation and then follow up that, oh, I really want you to come. In that case, it would be too much. But here, as an act of kavod, even though I'm doing it with the assumption he won't come, that halacha will be mutter.
Same thing, it's your friend down the street who you decided not to invite him. And then the next week, you heard he's making a wedding for his son that same night. Oh, now I'm going to invite him. Look like the good guy. Why not?
You mean because I know he can't come?
Again. You know he can't come. And now you figure, okay, then I might as well. Okay, so I'll spend $1.50 on the invitation, whatever, you know. And
there has to be, up front that it would be normal, like etiquette or cover of reels to invite him. Somebody who you didn't invite, then you didn't invite him. Now because you find out that you can get away with it, I don't think that might support him.
Yeah, I'm not sure why you would then invite him then, after that.
But we're talking about if some bubble comes to town and I, you know, say maybe, you know, you could come over to me. I know he's going to go invite somebody bigger. But if it's covered to the person, then that would be all right.
Okay, before I start the invitation, you know that the person was going to be away.
Before or after.
Right. Right. It doesn't matter. Same idea. Right. Shouldn't matter before or after.
Let's say, well, you found out that daddy's not going to be there. Then you said, okay, now we'll invite. You didn't want to invite him.
It's the same.
No, I would say that would be mutter. And even though it sounds like it's Kanevis Das because you really only invite him because you know he can't come, but you see that if something is just is a cordial invitation or derech kavod to give an invitation without any pressure, it seems to be mutter.
And Rashi says here that v'lo yomer lo soch shemen mipach reikan. So even there he's holding an empty pot.
Right.
He knows that he's not going to
do it. Right, can't get anything out of it, but it's there cover, you're allowed to do it.
You're not going to give him cover, but then you realize you can't come, so you are going to give him cover? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, told me the person didn't know. He didn't do it. It's still enough time beforehand that if he receives an invitation, he thinks he's just one of the guests that got an invitation. So it's very nice that he invited me to cover to receive the invitation. I can't come. I'll say, I think I can't make it. But are you allowed to do that? What it seems to say from this halacha, since it's bishvil kvoid, in order to give him cover, it's mutter.
I'm asking, if David doesn't want someone to come to his bar mitzvah and doesn't invite him, but then realizes he's not going to come, so he's going to show him covered at that point by inviting him.
There might be a little bit of remorse. I'm saying where the line is.
But you have to know what
it has to be. Is this focus on kind of like proper behavior?
No.
It's not a little bit of remorse. It's not remorse. Where it's clear remorse, then you might have gone over the line.
So in your case, you think that's remorse?
Yeah.
Again, why are you sending him the invitation?
To show
cover to the guy. If it's showing his cover to the guy, that's mutter. That's what I'm telling you.
He wants to look good.
He wants to look good.
I'm not saying it's why is it necessary
to
want to show him cover? I want to look like the good guy.
No, so that's
You mean just that he should think that you're
showing cover to yourself.
Not really showing cover to that person.
Because
you weren't
going
to show in the first place.
It's the cover of that person.
What's the opposite side of the cover?
What is the opposite side? If you received an invitation, you know that you don't want to go to that event for other reasons.
Yeah.
And you respond, I cannot come, I will be out of town. So you don't offend the person that you don't want to come, but you really don't want to come. It's not...
That's mutter. That's the Lashanis Bnei HaShalom is mutter. In order not to embarrass the person, you're allowed to give an excuse, give a different reason.
But it's not going to happen.
Right. Okay, let's go now.
You send invitations out. So look, your neighbor down the street. If you knew that he was home, you wouldn't pressure him to come. You don't want him to come. You don't want him to for Shabbos. But you know he's going away. You know whatever it is. Tzachol, you sure won't? You come for Shabbos, you could join us for a meal. You don't, you know he's going to say no. So already that point might be already the Hafsara is the point where you push it over the line. You get an invitation in the mail, maybe not that's the call. That's just my say. That's the difference. You have the pack record, you can invite him, he's not going to take it. But please, 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 then he opens it up and there's nothing there. But it is a fine line.
Yeah, let me take.
It's a good line to have. You don't want to have that sort of, even if it's a goyish shikanzu, don't think it's a general kind of proper behavior and etiquette, right? You know,
yeah.
Going around telling people, why did I invite you? Because I don't want you to come. I don't know. Proper to have.
Right, you don't have to be so honest. So I'll tell you, here's a lashon of the Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai in Pashkei says like this: Ava b'loy haftzara, without pressure, he's not here in the Marmikim. B'loy haftzara mutl avakshe pa'am ushtayim, afal pishi yadei shein daite lechel imay, b'nei shezeh kovet loy. That's a kovet to invite him. That's why I think in that case is mutter. Lamais, it's a covet for that person. The covet to invite him. And mechab dei bazman al pishur as derech eretz.
If it's covered to invite him, but if you really don't want him, you wouldn't want him. I think that's Doug's case. You don't want you don't want this person to come.
Still going
to
show them
sometime.
Exactly. I'm show him. And all the guy this Schwanz, he didn't even invite his daughter's wedding. I live next door to him. You know what I mean? So you got to do it. You can't stand the guy, right? But you're not going to. He thinks you like him. So now what? You're not going to stand him. You know he's not. Look, you don't like
that's
him. You know he's not going to be here.
Giving him the cover.
So the doctor said, "Let's come." I want him to come. I can't stand this guy. He's annoying. He's loud. He's inappropriate.
He screams at the wedding.
Right. So you don't want him to come. But I know he's not going to be there. He's going to be out of town. So fine. So I'll invite him. That's the case. Listen, I know maybe you can change your trip. You know what I mean?
Right. It's up pressure. Yeah. If it's done out, that's the thing. If it's done out, either to be mechabedim or else derech eretz, or that even the smash says to save him from busha, he should be the only one that didn't get an invitation. So to save him from busha is also mutter, even though I don't want him to come. That also is going to be mutter.
So where was that in Dario? What was that in the who destroyed the Basin Middle?
Council
of Arkans. What happened to that game?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't get invited. He was the only one not invited. He was a macher too.
Oh, but not inviting would have been okay, so he did in the thing. Yeah.
Now, he was saying he doesn't want to invite him because he doesn't like him. So Kamsa didn't like Bar Kamsa, or maybe the other way.
No, there was the host liked Kamsa, didn't like Bar Kamsa.
Right, so the host was a rich man too. They're all rich men, and yet he.
Well, okay, but I don't know if he. It's not like Bar Kamsa was the only one not invited. There were a lot of people not invited.
He didn't invite because he actually knew the guy.
No.
He didn't know the guy. Of course, he knew the guy. They were enemies.
Right. Right.
But they were the enemies for a wrong reason.
Yeah, it could be. That was different. That was because. The shliach was supposed to invite Kamsi, and we went to Bar Kamsa instead. So Bar Kamsa came.
Why is it Al Kamsa? Why is Kamsa? Because he should have come.
Right. Okay. Fine. Now, Ramesha has an interesting chiddush. Again, this is as confusing as all of this is. I think even Ramesha has a new hagdara. And this was a case where they would. Rabbi Yishai has two tshuvas here in Yeridei Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed. He has a case where they would soak livers in water to make them look, or in dam to make them look fresher than they really were. And one issue Rabbi Yishai brings up is like, no, one issue brings up about Kneva's Das. Is that a problem? So, as part of the tshuva, there's also a shailah of blius, but as part of the tshuva, in the next tshuva, in Siman Lamed Aleph, he says like this. This is page Dalet here. Right, you have it, page Dalet. Uvaetzim besupkanim yesh bekan ifisrei afisrei no shikosav agri rabaymul shlita meodah seif hazov that one of this mishnah we didn't quote here ain't sharon abasir b'mayim sheinira shomein you can't soak basir that it should look fattier than it really is look more appealing than it is the yesh mistavish ain't kan isrei no the why the yesh tamer gedela the bedin loy lischef inish kafli iloy bisser shebechulon dafches. Over there, you can't take a piece of meat which has chaylev on it and turn it over on top of a kosher piece of meat, because it may drip down the chaylev. Isib Rambam sheoisa tabach zeh kedei lana oisa. You're doing it that it should appear nicer looking. It's only a problem because the chaylev is going to drip into the kosher piece of meat. But that's not an issue. That, you see, is not a problem, even though it's going to make the kosher piece of meat look better by this fat dripping down. It's only a problem of chaylev. That's Ramesh's deep. Again, you know, I'm not being in the sugi of Davches and Chulin, you would say, I mean, the Gemara is just naming on the more problematic Isser, because this Chelav dripping into the piece of meat wouldn't bother telling you it's also Gnevis Das. It's a problem of a lav de rice of Chelav getting into your meat when it's still hot after the Shechita. Okay, the Gemara didn't bring it, the Rambam didn't bring it. You want to sell a nevela to an akum, and you sell it by cheska shchuta. So that's maybe his raya, that if I know, which is a deraisa, and if it making it appear that it's really something that it's not, would be a more severe iser of I know. And you see, they said the problem is chaylev, and that's only an achshash lechatchil olaramim shavadei hoyloi lahaskir. That's where Ramesh is coming from. Should have mentioned that there's a problem of I know gnevis das alavadei she'en kanis reino. You're not allowed to soak the basr b'mayim she'asur mitzad esreino. Mechrochen lechalek the davke heched the b'maisav nireh. Bevadei shuad of yoser. If through what he does, it looks that it's much better than it really is. K'mo shriyas basr b'mayim shenireh kishayim. That appears that it's much fattier meat. V'lo yistapek hakoyne klal. And the customer will not realize at all that it's really something inferior. Over there he says, that's I know, which is aser. That's the Mishnah we learned, Mefarches in Adam Vekelim, which is Litzvoya Sar Lovin Shalevit Zokain Lishachar. You dye his hair of an older Evit to be black. Shehu Rak Marit Sawyer, that you're going to make him appear looking younger. Oy Litzvoya Kelim Atiki, or to paint older vessels b'tzeva chodosh to make it look like it's new. Shenika lefi marisi rak lechodosh, there's going to now look new ones. That's aser mishum shalakech ein loy male histapik. There's no reason he should have a doubt that they are not new. Ve'ein loy lishol klal, and he has no reason that he should ask, oh, by the way, is this really a new keli? To who I sir, that's worse than Omar Lebeferishu Shamein, that's worse than if you actually say that this is a fatty piece of meat. Then Kalim Khadash more than new Kalim. The Evid Sari is a younger Evid. Shahre Raya Bibirishu Kane. So Ramesh says like this, if you say to a person, oh, this is really a young Evid that I want to sell you, that's Gnevis Das, or you say this is a new item here, it's a new Kalim I want to sell you. Worse than that, Ramesh says, is if you dye the person's hair, that he doesn't even have to ask, because he knows this is a younger Evid, because look, he appears young looking. Or you don't even have to ask if this is new or old, because it looks brand new, why should I even ask? So Ramesh says, that's Gnevis Das. To make something look as if it's brand new, that's Gnevis Das. Fine, that I think we would all agree. He says, "Aval heched de b'maisav, osa rak shelo yukar bebirushu yashan." If whatever I do, it just makes it that it doesn't absolutely look like it's old. Aval af achari maisav adain yesh lecholodim lehistapek shemahu yashan. Maybe it's still older than it really is. Mishum shemarik hazeh nimtza har begam kebeelu shehem yashanim. And as the way this item appears, maybe it's old, maybe it's new. In that case, says Ramosha, ein bezeh oino. Why? The kim de hayachal lishol. Since the customer could have asked, v'las is chakiru drisha. He could have inspected it im hayam makpid if he was makpid. Mutter. The kishaloi shoal, if he didn't ask, mistoma ein makpid. And if makbid makom makom leshol, if he is makbid but he didn't bother to ask, makmas shetol lashir shemistamein chadoshim, he thought they're new. Iuhu deka matei nafshe, he's fooling himself. The ein amoichem mechuyev legalois, the seller is not obligated to disclose this. Kolzman shelakech einu shoyel, if he didn't ask, kishetzarach lishu, when he has to ask. Interesting chiddush. Let's say in a very simple example, you go into a bakery, right? And they have pastries over there, or they have bread there. Look very fresh. Everything smells nice, right? Meanwhile, the pastries are 2 days old. They look like they're fresh, right? So is the seller mechuyev to say, by the way, these are 2 days old?
Well, smell is a problem. Thing you're saying, right? I mean, if I let the new pastry stuff smell all over the store, I mean, it happens by nature, I get that.
Right, I mean, just time, because there's all the new ones.
Right, so now the guy, there's no way that might be like painting it black. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not doing it to that item.
No, right. I understand, but my, now what I'm saying is everything is fresh.
Okay.
There's something like that with wine. I don't remember.
All right.
Let's say instead of taking that out of you.
Right. But I think that's a very common case, right? Or you go into a coffee shop, right? You know, freshly brewed coffee. Meanwhile, this coffee is 2 hours old. Right? So, and then, is he allowed to sell that to me? And then afterwards I taste, you know, it tastes a little stale, this coffee. Or the pastry's certainly not fresh. Was he mechuyev to sell it to me? I mean, was he mechuyev to be megala to me? Was he obligated to disclose it? By the way, this is not fresh. So I think according to Ramesha, he doesn't have to. Why? Because this is what a fresh Danish looks like, and this is what a 2 day old Danish looks like. And therefore Ramesha is saying, he should have asked. And if he's not asking, he's not makbid. And if he's makbid, but he didn't bother to ask, and therefore when you come to the bakery, you have to go and say, is this fresh? Is this from today? And then obviously he has to say the truth. But I'm obligated to say, is this fresh or not?
Doesn't it depend on the context? You go to a bakery, you know every day they publicize and it's their custom, every day they put out fresh, then you shouldn't have to ask because that's what they're selling. But if they happen to sell you something, knowing or unknowing, that was 3 days old, you have a right to make a toast. Because you shouldn't have had to ask in that situation, because the standard is what they sell is fresh. If you go to a place where you know things can be 3-4 days old, okay, then you should ask. To me, it's a matter of standards and expectations.
It also has to do here with packaging. So if all the cakes are wrapped up in packages, then how am I going to be able to tell? You know what I'm saying? It has to be some way that it's the normal process of business to ask or not ask. If there are things that you're not going to ask about, or you don't have easy access to, you know, that's going to make a difference.
Starbucks, you wouldn't ask, is the coffee stale or not? Because
you expect it to be fresh.
They have it gone there 100 times and it's always fresh, wouldn't ask. You go into another popcorn or coffee shop. Maybe yes.
Right. Yeah. So I think the reality by a bakery is they don't sell everything out within the day that they make it. So they'll have things over the next day. They'll have things over even 2 days later. The question is the bakery, is the person is he mechuyev to say, by the way, these are 2 days old and this is fresh? Is he mechuyev to do that?
He's smart. He'll do it himself, because otherwise you're not going to go back there. You're going to stay.
Actually, if you go to a bakery, expecting freshly baked things. If you go to a butcher store, you know he's got a big fridge. You know the meat wasn't shechted today. It's a couple of days old. But if you're going into a bakery, you're expecting it to be. They bake it that night.
They're right. They don't want to sell them. You bring it home, it's going to be stale.
They give you 20% off or something.
Right.
Some places do that. If it's day old bread or day old paste, they'll give you a discount on it. That's true. But again, I think not every place does that. And it seems to me, according to Ramesha, if it's an item which I'm not making it appear look better than it is, right? But it just happens to look the same. According to Ramesha, even in the case of meat, you're allowed to soak it. But since the soaked piece of meat, it would look the same if it was old or new, right? So the same thing with the pastry. The pastry looks the same whether it's old or whether it's new. He says, Ramesha says, in that case, the customer, he is incumbent upon him to inquire whether this indeed is new or not.
That's caveat emptor.
I'm sorry?
That's caveat emptor.
In English?
Beware.
That's where it comes from.
Oh, in Bayabuya, that's Latin. Yeah. So, buyer beware. So, yeah, in that case, we would say buyer beware. In that case, where things look older. Now, his raya is an interesting raya. His raya, the Gemara has two cases. The Gemara in Mechulin has a case like this. I'll speak this, just to speak it out outside. The Gemara says that when they used to have in the kosher meat market, when they used to have a treif piece of meat, they used to announce it. What would they say? So the Gemara says what they would announce is, Nafal Bisra Levnei Chela. There's basar here for the Goyim. So the Gemara says, why not say, Nafal Treifasa Levnei Chela? Say there's a Treifa around, we sell it to the Goy. So says, because if the Goyim hear that it was a Treifa around, they say, oh, this is the Jews don't want this meat, they're not going to buy it. So therefore you can say, Nafal Bisra Levnei Chela. So the Gemara says, why isn't that Gnevas Das? Gemara says, they're being Mata Nafshe. They're fooling themselves. When they're fooling themselves, means they have to ask. When the guy comes to the butcher shop, he has to say, where's this meat from? Is this kosher meat, or is this Nevela meat? Or is this Treifa meat? And they will tell him it's Treifa meat. But you don't have to say that. And why not? Why did you have to say that? And Ramesha says, and he's right, because the Gemara compares to the next case. The next case was, David mentioned this last week, where Rav and Rav Safra were walking out of the town, and Mazrutra was walking into the town, and Mazrutra said, oh, you're coming to greet me, that's so nice. And Rav said in the end, you're not mechuyev to tell him we weren't coming to greet you. Why? Because he's fooling himself. He thought we're coming to greet him. He should have assumed, maybe we're just going out somewhere, and that's where we're going. And the Gemara compares that case to the same as I'm saying, Nafal Bisra Levnei Chela. I'm just saying, there's now meat for the Goyim. I'm not saying it's a treifa. The guy is mechuyev to ask himself. So Ramesh says, same thing over here. If you have items which would, the same would look new as the same would look old, the person is mechuyev to ask himself. So I think by that case of the bakery would be the same thing. And even though you have older items, the person would mechuyev to ask himself in that case.